everyone, and welcome to the Let's Make It Happen podcast. I'm Shakina Gladden, the self-care educator, and I greet you with peace and blessings. Well, I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and it looks like, you know, depending on where you live, I know I'm here in the Eastern Standard Time, and so it's nighttime and kind of winding down for the new week or the new work week. But if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, I want to thank you and may you receive inspiration that will motivate you to create your very own self-care routine. And feel free to listen to my previous podcasts, especially part one of this mini self-care workshop, because each episode of the series are interconnected and I want you to get the most out of this workshop so you can establish your self-care routine. Now, you may say, I already have a self-care routine. Well, maybe you might want to take your self-care routine up to the next level. And so this is a great way for you to do that. So stay tuned. Now, if you are a returning listener, I want to thank you. Thanks again for tuning in. Okay, so before we get started, go ahead and grab a pen, paper, or journal book, tablet, or whatever electronic device you may have for note-taking and to complete the activity I will share with you during this mini workshop. Now, if you participated in part one of this series, I had you to have those tools available and you had an opportunity to write down the questions and complete the assignment. And also, I gave you somewhat of a homework assignment. Now, I'm not going to repeat everything I said in part one, but I basically want to say that there were three questions that you were to reflect upon. And they are you practicing self-care? Yes or no? When you're stressed out, are you protecting your well-being and happiness? Yes or no? Are you honoring your body, mind, and spirit in a way that activates your best self? Yes or no? And then for your homework assignment, you were to elaborate. So if you say yes, you were to basically write down why you said yes. If you said no, then you were to write down why you said no. So just kind of probe and go deep inside. And, you know, sometimes we give surface answers, you know, whatever we think off the top of our head. But I like for you to go deep and deep inside so that you can really get a clear understanding as to why you responded the way you did. And this will help you. You know, when you're honest with yourself, it's going to set you up or position you for, for your self-care to be the best that you can get it to be. All right. So let's go ahead and get those items. I hope you have those items that I mentioned, your pen and paper and so forth. All right. If you have not completed the assignment, or if you did not listen to part one, I encourage you to do so before listening to this episode. Now, of course, you do not have to do that, but if you really want to get the most out of this episode, I would encourage you to stop and go back and listen to part one and then come back and listen to part two in that order. Now, self-care is about what you are doing to take care of yourself. Now, if y'all want to just make it real simple, it's about what you are doing to take care of yourself, to maintain good health, boost your energy, unwind and reflect, increase positive feelings, vibes, and thoughts, boost your self-esteem and self-confidence, and improving your well-being, mind, body, and spirit. It's about loving oneself and nurturing who you are from the inside out, not from the out in, but from the inside out. And that's the reason why I have you do these, what I call probing activities, so that you can really probe inwardly in order to understand what are you doing or what you are not doing. So it's about reminding yourself and others that you are important. And this is not about selfishness. So let's just blot that out of the mind. Self-care is not about selfishness. So self-care should not be looked upon as a chore, like, oh my God, something you dread. Rather, it should be a lifestyle of loving and taking care of oneself. You know, like when we take care of our family, we work hard on the job or the business. We always, oh, I got to make it happen. I got to do it. I got to hustle. I got to. Oh my goodness. And we do all these things, you know, like running errands for others. We have school projects. We're constantly on the go. Or you may be someone who feels depressed, lack energy. You have little to no motivation. Maybe you feel lazy and you don't feel good about yourself. You pretend and you put on the mask. You cannot effectively grow and live a purposeful and meaningful life and help others if you lack taking care of yourself. I want you to really comprehend that, marinate on that. You cannot effectively grow and live a purposeful and meaningful life and help others if you lack taking care of yourself. So just remember that you too need some TLC. And if you don't know what that means, TLC stands for tender loving care. And once again, self-care is not selfish. So as they say, your health is your wealth. Well, I like to say that self-care is your health and your wealth. So just keep that in mind. What we're going to do now, I am going to talk about the self-care assessment. Now, this is where you really want to dive in deeper so that you can see exactly what do you do or not do as it pertains to having a self-care routine. Now, this is not a comprehensive list of things that I'm going to share with you. This is just a mini sample of things that I want you to reflect and think about. So during this mini workshop, I want you, as I say the items, I think I have a list of 12 items I'm going to share with you. I want you to rate them according to where you think you fit in. You're going to rate them with a 1, 2, or 3. So the self-care assessment is a tool to assist you with learning about your self-care needs and to give you some insight as to how much or how little you self-care. There is no right or wrong. And I don't want you to utilize this time to, you know, beat yourself up. You know, as they say, beat yourself up or criticize yourself or judge yourself and make yourself wrong. No. That's not what this is about. This is only to get an idea of what's going on as it pertains to self-care for yourself. So it's simply a time for self-reflection. So basically, before you can create a self-care routine, you must first identify where you are. Can I get an amen? So once again, the assessment tool that I'm going to share with you is just a sample. This is definitely not the comprehensive tool. And I'm going to cover most areas of your life. And if you've ever heard of the wheel of life, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And that's something that I will share with you in a different episode, but not today. So once again, if you take your paper and your pen, I want you, or your tablet, and I want you to write down or jot down 12 items, and I want you to rate each one with a 1, 2, or 3. So go ahead, as I state each one, go ahead and rate it 1, 2, or 3. Now, 1 means I rarely do this or not at all. 2 means I do this some of the time, you know, kind of some of the time. And 3 is I do this often or all the time, like every day. So that's 1, 2, or 3. All right, let's go ahead and dive right in. So let's get ready. Number one is eat healthy. I want you to rate it with a 1, 2, or 3. The second one is get enough quality sleep. The third one is rest when sick. The fourth one, disconnect from distractions such as social media, your phone, email, and so forth. The fifth one, learn something new. And I'm talking about something that's unrelated to your work or your professional or school. But do you learn something new? Number six, say no to requests. Overcommitting yourself. Now, I'm not saying say no all the time, but say no to requests sometimes. Do you ever do that? Sometimes. And you know what I'm talking about. Every time you look around, someone is asking you to do something and you're always saying yes. But do you know when to say no? Number seven, make and spend time for reflection. Number eight, engage in stimulating, uplifting, and positive conversations such that when you leave the conversation, you feel touched, moved, inspired, and energized. And please note, gossiping, talking down about others is negative, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you leave that conversation, you feel so great. Now, if you feel good about being negative, then you might want to reevaluate that about you. That is definitely not positive. Number nine, have spiritual connection. And that means with like a ministry, a church, or, you know, do you have a spiritual connection with God or what have you? Number 10, learn new things related to your profession or business. Now, this time, I'm asking, do you learn new things related to your profession or business? Or, you know, yeah, profession and business. I was about to say school, but your profession or business. Number 11, maintain a clean and comfortable workspace for success. And the key word is maintain. And number 12, spend quality time with those who are important to you without engaging in work-related tasks, social media activities. So when you're spending time with your loved ones, family, children, spouse, friends, whomever, are you able to spend quality time with them without pulling out your cell phone, going on social media, taking selfies, or doing something as it pertains to your work, your business, your job? That's what that number 12 means. Okay. And what you're going to do with the 12. Now, if you missed any of the 12 that I just shared with you, of course, go back, rewind, replay, and listen again. That's the beauty about the podcast. Once it's uploaded, you can always listen to it over and over again. So what you're going to do with this assessment tool, you're going to sit down in a quiet area, whether that be in a room, a closet, whatever place that you can find, just a peace and quiet environment. You know, if you want to light a candle, light a candle. If you want to play relaxing music, do that too. And you want to reflect on this assessment tool. Complete it to the best of your ability with honesty, because I want you to be honest with yourself. You know, you're going to do yourself good if you're honest. If you're, you know, if you're lying, you're not being authentic and honest about it, then you're doing yourself a disservice. So let's not do yourself a disservice. Be honest. Honesty is the key to making change. Or it's key to making change. So once you complete the two, just complete the two before my next podcast. I do have a part three, and part three would be the last episode of this series, What is Self-Care Mini Workshop? So you want to have this completed before next weekend when I do part three. And I want you to do that so that way you're on track with the series. All right. So I am so excited about sharing with you this mini workshop. And just keep that in mind. It's a mini workshop. I'm not going in depth with a lot of things. There are a lot of things I could share with you, but this is just to give you a glimpse of my workshop that will be taking place in the future, and I will share that information with you when the time comes. But in the meantime, I want to give you some information to help you get set up. So to reflect on where you are, so that way you'll know what you need to do in order to create your own self-care routine and maintain it on a regular basis. So this concludes my part two, What is Self-Care Mini Workshop. I hope you was able to tune in and really listen to the information I share with you and just reflect. You know, once again, it's not about right or wrong, but this is just an opportunity for you to see where you are. Sometimes we need to do that. That's why it's important to do reflection and make time to reflect. If you want to make real change in your life, you need to make time for reflection. And that means reflecting by yourself, away from your cell phones and your social media sites and all of that. You need to really spend time alone and reflect. Now, I hope that you will participate and use the information to help you create your very own self-care routine. Feel free to share my podcast with others. I really would like for this to go as far out as possible to as many ears and hearts that would like to just see where they are and make the necessary changes as it pertains to taking care of themselves. Because self-care is loving yourself. And if you're not doing self-care, you have to question, do you really love yourself? All right, and you can find my podcast. It is distributed out on various podcasting sites such as Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher, and many others. And of course, you'll find it right here on Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. Well, I thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to share. Feel free to listen to my podcasts as many times as you would like. I hope that it will be a blessing to you. In the meantime, peace and blessings.